Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we start today in South Africa, where earlier tens of thousands of black and white South Africans, world leaders, former presidents, religious figures, gathered under pouring rain in the FNB Stadium in Soweto to celebrate the life of Nelson Mandela.
Long live the spirit of Nelson Mandela. Long live.
That was African National Congress Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa opening today's ceremony. NPR's Greg Meyer was there in Soweto. He's now in Johannesburg. And Greg, what was it like there? We could see the images, you know, when it was carried live on television here. It seemed pretty extraordinary.
Yes, it really was, Robin. And we've been seeing tributes of various kinds to Mandela in the 5 days since he died. But this was the single biggest by far. It brought together tens of thousands of people at one venue, and this was by far the biggest thing we've seen.
Just a quick note, we understand this is a 95,000-seat stadium. It was the last place where Nelson Mandela made a public appearance in 2010. He was quite frail. He was in a wheelchair during a soccer match, so it had that symbolism. But it wasn't overflowing.
I wouldn't read too much into it. The crowd was very enthusiastic. It was a terrible day in terms of weather. It's just been pouring rain all day long. It was a work day. It was not a holiday, so I think some people just needed to go to their jobs.
Well, one of the many extraordinary moments was American gospel singer Kirk Franklin just getting everyone to their feet with a gospel number, and that preceded President Obama coming out and then speaking. Let's hear a little of what he had to say.
The world thanks you for sharing Nelson Mandela with us. His struggle was your struggle. His triumph was your triumph. Your dignity and your hope found expression in his life, and your freedom, your democracy, is his cherished legacy.
Greg, describe how President Obama was received, first of all, when he came out, and then how were his words received?
The South Africans loved him. He called Mandela the last great liberator of the 20th century. He compared him to Abraham Lincoln as someone who held his country together. So Obama had rather soaring rhetoric as he talked about Mandela, who he's described many times as his personal hero, and very well received by the South African audience.
It was interesting to watch him make his way to the stage, past a line of world leaders. He shook hands with Brazil's president, and we know there's tension there because of NSA eavesdropping, and then shook hands with Cuban President Raul Castro. What's the buzz on that?
Right. We didn't know that was coming. We knew there was going to be this range of world leaders up there in countries that aren't the best of friends. So we knew they'd be on stage together. And President Obama did give a very warm handshake to Raul Castro. This is, I think, only the second time in the last half century that an American president and a Cuban leader have shaken hands. Bill Clinton and Fidel Castro had a brief handshake back in 2000. So it's only a handshake, but there is some diplomatic significance in this.
As commentators were saying, Nelson Mandela is still bringing world leaders from different sides together. But, you know, after the ceremony, you went to Mandela's home. What did you find there?
I ran into a 19-year-old girl named Loretto, and she was writing on this wall, this whitewashed wall at Mandela's house that has become sort of a condolences board. She wrote a little note, and then she signed it, Born Free. And that has an interesting significance here. Born Free refers to black South Africans who were born after the end of apartheid. And Loretto was born in 1994, just a few months after the election that ended apartheid and brought Mandela to power. And so she spoke about how meaningful Mandela was to her, emphasizing education. And in addition, Loretto's mother was there, and she talked about being pregnant with her daughter in 1994 when she went to vote and waited in a long line to cast her first ballot. And I asked the mother, what have you told your daughter about the years of apartheid since she didn't live through it? And she said, well, I explained all of the difficulties and the riots. And the daughter said, well, I believe her. I study it in history. And that really struck me because the daughter was acknowledging that for college students now in South Africa, apartheid is a history lesson.
Craig Myrie, international editor for NPR.org in Johannesburg. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Robin.